The following program contains coarse language.
It is intended only for mature audiences.
For sexual references, adult themes.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Safety Net Studio presents Wheeler After Dark.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hopefully you have some very low-key New Year's plans going on, whether that be Zoom or whatnot. Jaguar talked all about that on the VIP episode yesterday. If you're a VIP member, that is in your inbox. If you're not a VIP member, sign up now. Send an email to safetynetstudio@gmail.com with the title membership, and we'll get you all hooked up. $100 for the year. Get to watch the show get recorded live every single night at 9 p.m., and you get bonus podcasts and a whole bunch of content and prizes. It's worth it. $100 for the entire year. And if you send an email before the end of this calendar year, so before Thursday at midnight Central Time, then you get yourself an extra membership that you can hand off to a family member or friend or somebody you don't even like. You can do that too. Some stuff that hit the cutting room floor today. We'll continue with that theme for this shortened work week and music news you can use, hosted by Tyler Carr from the Energy 106 Morning Show. Enjoy the show. We're back live January 4th.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone at Frank's Pizza would like to wish you a Merry Christmas this holiday season. Serving North Winnipeg and Selkirk for over 40 years. Check out the link in the pod script and upgrade to homemade with Frank's Pizza. Frank's Pizza is available for pickup and delivery because you can't have turkey every night this holiday season. Check the link in the pod script or call 204-338-7922 or 204-482-7922 in Selkirk.
Ty was really nice. That guy's so nice.
Ty's nice. Ty, that's the son.
He's so nice.
He's a beauty.
That's the Tyrone is named after him.
That's whose son?
Mm-hmm. That's Jason Boyd's son.
That's Jason Boyd's son.
How did Ty end up so nice?
He is the antithesis of Jason Boyd.
He's like his mom?
Oh, he must be. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ty's a good guy. Really
he's a really
guy.
Good guy.
Yeah, tall. So is Jason.
Yeah. No, they're both decent human beings.
What about the what?
The toe of Satan?
No. Oh, fuck. Not tonight.
You go right ahead.
Not tonight, Satan. Not tonight.
I've always wanted to try one.
Do you have headphones?
There's a pair of headphones over here.
Sweet. You can plug those in, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I think they're already plugged in. You should be good. And then yank that microphone. You can move the chair however you like. Candace Ray just has her spot. You get comfortable however you want.
Much larger than she is.
What do you mean?
You have lost a lot of weight, so you're getting close.
Yeah.
You look good, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Those when I was on Instagram, the photos you were posting, the fucking progress was insane.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Honest question, and I'll ask you this because when I quit drinking... few years ago for a year,
yeah,
the amount of weight that I lost, I didn't realize how uncomfortable I was at 249 before I got under 200 again. And yeah. I realized, like, wow, I didn't notice it at the time, but now that I'm down all this weight, there's a difference.
Oh, 100%.
So you notice it too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
My joints, my knees, everything is like way different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big difference. All right, Jaguar, you ready?
Yeah.
Quick level check.
School pants.
Get in there nice and tight. There,
hello, officer. Hello, hello.
Oh.
Oh.
I need my headphones.
Oh. It's like it was a surprise. She's like,
what the hell are you doing over there?
I came out of nowhere. What?
I just showed you that video. You're all...
Yeah.
So hot and bothered now.
Yeah, so true.
You guys need a break?
And like, I found out there's two new Keanu Reeves movies that I've never seen.
Not new to you. Yeah, but they're old.
It's my reality, Dave.
Have you seen,
not yours.
Like, have you seen like all of his movies?
No.
Except these two?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm going to find out. I'm going to get a checklist. This is on my 2021 checklist. Watch
all
the Keanu Reeves
movies.
They're
not all good.
I think I'll appreciate it more for being bad.
There's two that I can't even remember the titles on them. One of them has Morgan Freeman, and another one has River Phoenix.
Oh man, I don't even know.
We're old. We're talking like early 90s.
Which one did I like of his a lot?
The Matrix.
There was a time. Well, yeah. Obviously. I mean, there's lots of them, but like there was one that me and like one of my best friends in high school liked. It was called Sweet November, I think.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know why him and I watched it together so many times.
I like that movie.
I think I know why.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it is good.
I think I know
why. Yeah, because he plays like such a fumbling, like, you know, love, like strong guy and then falls in
love.
Yeah,
it was good.
It was good.
I don't know.
He plays the character
well. It was a sweet
story. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, you can watch that one with me. All right. Put that on the board.
Neutralon.com wants to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season. If you have a lawn, call Neutralon. They've been serving Winnipeg and area since 1986. They guaranteed their weed control and...
Since there's snow on the ground, they're going to let you prepay for next spring at a 15% discount. Who else is offering that? No one. NeutralLawn.com. There's a link down in the pod script. Fill it out. They'll get back to you within 24 hours. NeutralLawn.com, partnering with you to achieve the lawn you deserve, all while providing a first-class customer experience.
Yeah, I think it dawned on me today that I might be a little bit nervous going on your show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You're just talking to the VIPs now. I'll just
yeah, I know. I know you're. You can put this as a bonus track or whatever. But this is I think I might be a little nervous.
Why? You've done it before. You've been on my television show before.
I know, but the Jaguar makes me feel like I swear, and so I'm a little. I have a little swear worry, and yeah, I don't know. A little nervous. That's not a bad thing.
You'll be all right.
That's not a bad thing. You know, like it keeps you at a level. It's the same thing as when I was doing the comedy show. I felt like I was nervous. Oh man, can you believe that was this year?
I know, in February. that was pre-COVID. That was PC.
Was it pre-COVID? Because do you consider pre-COVID? Apparently we knew about it in December, and none of us really reacted until.
No, I'm talking about like when restrictions were set in.
That's true, because we were living a very normal life. Right. We weren't doing the whole mask thing. You know how hard it is. I'm just gonna move on from something else. How hard it is to have a conversation with somebody sucking wind off of a mask. Like when you're wearing a mask and I'm trying to explain something like that, and like it's just you have not enough airflow. It does. I don't feel that me not having enough oxygen is also safe. And I'd actually like to ask the VIPs this question. So can we just hold the show for just a second and then we'll do the Dave line? Can we just hold the show? I actually have a really good question for the VIPs. If I'm in my store and there's nobody in my store, you too, Dave, nobody's in my studio. Should I still have to wear the mask? The second somebody walks in, I will put it on. The second an employee walks in and is with me, I will put it on. But when I'm completely by myself, doors closed, we know that the answer is yes. Doors open, can I?
I say no, but here's what my argument would be if I was on that overly protective side. Want to hear what my argument would be?
Yes, of course.
You're still breathing, you're sneezing, you're doing whatever by yourself. It says that it lives on, it possibly could live on plastic or surfaces. It's just better to be completely sterile while you're in there. That's what the argument would be.
But when the doors are closed, then the second I walk into the studio, at all times I should have my mask on
That's what the argument of science would be. I don't think you should have to go that far. I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think so.
I mean, I'm happy. Like, of course I'll wear one when somebody comes in. I just, that part of it I don't get because I do. So a few things about me, nobody knows this.
People are saying, no, I don't in my office. Yes, because you're breathing on the merchandise. Somebody says nope. Somebody says nope. By law, you have to. Somebody says the rules say you have to wear it unless you are a place that customers cannot enter.
Really?
I think you should be able to not wear it when you're alone are some of the responses.
So it's kind of a mix both. But the rule is the rule. But that's not a legal rule.
The rule says you have to wear it unless you are in a place that customers cannot enter. So once you close your doors, then you can take it off.
Yeah, I struggle with – that's the part I struggle with because I have a hard time breathing. So I was born with a heart murmur, and I have always – that's just always something that I've kept in my head. And when it comes to breathing – and I choke very easily. You know this about me, Dave. Okay. I mean, we might as well stop for the joke.
Didn't say a word.
I know, but I did. I just – like not having oxygen today was really – like that's tough because I tried really hard to play in that box. So when no one was in the store, I wore the mask at times. And there was times I just had to pull it off. And I was like, I can't, like, I couldn't take a deep breath. And it doesn't make me feel good. And so, like, if I can't just take it off for a few minutes while I'm moving something around, because I need fucking oxygen, because I need to be able to breathe. Isn't there value there? Because that's the way I feel right now. And so, like, I get the rules that, hey, you got to do it when you're serving. But, like, isn't my actual breathing important in this as well? Because I am struggling to where I'm, you know, but if I'm being respectful, does that make sense?
I have a theory.
Yes.
Before we get into the Dave line here officially.
Yeah. Well, this is all off camera.
I mean,
on camera, but you know what I mean.
I have a theory. I think that they're getting us all used to a different atmosphere that will have slightly less oxygen, and they're going to ship us off this planet.
I mean,
that's what I think.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we're going to Brunswick.
I want to go to a place where there's more oxygen. Oxygen keeps you high.
Well, that's the thing. I struggle with that. I really struggle with that today.
Before they write your vehicle off, you got to come talk to me. Johnny Vernas here from Vernas Auto Body at the top of the waterfront. If you're told your vehicle has to be written off and you disagree, bring it to me for a second opinion. Our certified technicians have saved a lot of vehicles slated for write-off. We're open 10 to 2 Saturdays until 8 p.m. Mondays and Thursdays for estimates by appointment at the top of the waterfront.
You're part of the family at Vernas Auto Body.
Call 982-4540.
No! You played that music in the middle of the night.
It's music news you can use.
For December 29th, 2020. Just like they come my way. This might be. Do it like that and I'll repay it. Don't be scared, I ain't afraid. Just like that, come my way. Yeah. Doja Cat has teased that new music is on its way in 2021. She went on Twitter to write a tweet that said Planet Her with an hourglass emoji with the year 2021. She also changed her Twitter name to Planet Her, and fans think, well, that's the album name. No release dates or other information was given, but Doja Cat has been very busy working on her own fashion line as well. Earworm, which is a popular YouTube mixer, has released his 2020 mix. He takes the top 25 songs from the Billboard Hot 100 chart from the entire year, then mashes them into one giant song. This year's top 25 includes The Weeknd's Blinding Lights, Dua Lipa's Don't Start Now, BTS Dynamite, Gaga, Ariana, Rain On Me, Harry Styles' Adore You, Watermelon Sugar, and Dave's favorite, Lewis Capaldi, Before You Go. It's called Something to Believe In. Baby. Breathe me in every night and every day. Breathe me out. You'll never go down. And I said, sometimes we act, sometimes we fall, but I light it up for the rest of my life. You can watch the entire video and hear the entire mashup right now at energy106.ca. Did you know Google has a feature where if you hum a song, it'll tell you what song it is? It's basically like Shazam, but instead of having to play the song, you just hum it. Well, Google released their Google Top Hum Songs of 2020 list, and coming in at number one was Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. Bad Guy Billie Eilish was on this list, same with BTS Dynamite and Tones and I Dance Monkey, and even Lady Gaga's 12-year-old song from 2008, Bad Romance, still charting, came in at number 20 this year. That's music news you can use for December 29th, 2020. I'm Tyler Carr, filling in for Dave Wheeler.
You better dot those I's and cross those T's. Don't you get loose with that cigaretto in your mouth.
Don't forget, Ted Jaguar, that the woman that you're trying to steal out of my life, my mother-in-law, her maiden name is Belle-Île. C'est très français.
I know, I'm trying to put some menno in her. It'll help.
That was a great line back in the day. Did you ever get that one? You had any Scottish in you?
No, nobody said that.
Do you want some?
No.
No, dude, that was a hard no right there.
No. Yeah. No.
Had enough. Had
I guess you're not getting any tonight.
are you kidding me? After the day she had, she gets whatever she wants tonight.
which is maybe not you anymore.
What do we want to move into next year? What time are we at? How's the VIPs doing, everyone? Good. I want to actually go through some of these. And just for you guys, tell you how much we're looking forward to Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're actually going to put Lars up on the big screen, on the projector.
Time again?
9 p.m.
Cool. Niner.
9 p.m.
So everyone should be like a little bit cut, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't, well, they won't be able to talk or interject. It'll be a controlled environment. So, like, get drunk. Get fucking drunk.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody asking down in the VIP how the lawsuit's going. I actually spoke with my lawyer the other day. He wanted to wish me a merry...
You did?
Yeah. He wanted to wish me a merry Christmas.
You'll see the bill in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, it cost me $50, and he called me.
He called me.
Hey, Wills, merry Christmas. I'll send you a bill.
He's the nicest... I'd like to say he's the nicest guy. He's a ginger. I like him... I like him so much.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's good. I like him so much. However, anytime he calls and like if I'm in there, Dave's like, "Oh, Candace is here," and he's like, "Hey, Candace," I'm like, "No,
shut the fuck up!
Shush!" Every minute I've seen your bills. Shut the up. So sometimes I've walked in and these two are just chit chatting about shit. I'm like, "Is that coming off the bill?" I'm telling you, I should write a book.
All
about
you have to do is
things
specify.
You don't know about a
you just
lawsuit.
Have to specify in the conversation because that's how lawyers work. So if you are kind of if you're chit-chatting, you just have to specify that you're willing to not do that if that's on the clock.
Oh, yeah.
Are we on the
yeah.
clock no. right now? No? Okay, then we can chat a bit.
We joke about it, but he is like that. He's been very good. Like, he's awesome. I've known him for... He's looked over every contract I've ever had in since I moved to Winnipeg.
How'd that work out for you?
Pretty good for about 16 years, 17 years. It's pretty goddamn good, actually.
That sounds true. Like he sucks.
I mean, it worked for 17, but it hasn't worked for the last few.
Does he listen to the show?
No.
From time to time.
This will get thrown up on the court. Oh, gosh.
Should I not say anything?
I don't know. I just...
Dave will just edit it out anyway.
I've had this talk with Dave. I'm just like, am I ever going to get called on a stand? Frigg's All Natural Meats. Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays. We love Linda and the team down there. If you're looking for some shepherd's pie, some lasagna, go down there, say hi to Linda, go pick something up. They've got a lot of amazing deals down there. Dave always talks about the bones that they have down there for the dogs. They have a lot of prepackaged meats for people. They also have lots of veggies and pickled goods. So go say hi to Linda. Frigg's All Natural Meats. Happy holidays. Right by the Monte Carlo on the right-hand side, just that past the perimeter.
I do want to talk about Borat too, but Candace Ray, honestly, when you get home, we had the 30-day free trial for Amazon Prime, and you and I are going to sit down and watch Borat together because I'm really curious. I want you to be part of the conversation when we talk about it later this week.
It's so good.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's so good.
Yes.
No.
Why don't you want to watch
that? You already
that?
Watched it. Why do you have to watch it? I don't find Borat, I don't find it, it's not my humor. It's not my humor. It's too awkward. It makes me feel so awkward.
No, that's the best.
It makes me so uncomfortable there is to no, have somebody do something like that.
Oh, there's nothing funnier than people who make you feel super uncomfortable.
Okay, we'll tell you what. The option is open for you. If you want to watch it this week, we'll get everyone a chance to watch it throughout the week. And then Brian's going to review it. Brian's going to review it. Like,
just a no.
Brian's
flat out no.
Brian's going to review it. And then we'll talk about it later this week. And Candace, you don't have to be part of that conversation if you don't want to. How about that?
You're letting her off pretty fucking easy. Jeez, you must miss
thanks,
her.
Guys.
Holy shit.
Whatever you want, just come home. No Borat. No, I never speak it's nice ever again. I promise.
Yes, it's happening again. I started Saturday. Was that only Saturday I started that? Holy shit. I started.
Bezos has got him. Fucking hook, line,
I started
and
watching Nashville.
Oh, Jesus. That's
right?
That's fair. That's like 15 years old, isn't it?
It's a little old.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a few. There's like seven seasons.
Oh, God.
It's awesome.
First time watching it?
Yeah.
Huh.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
And my partner was like, I think you'd like this. And I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be insulted by that. But I have been watching it. So last night, I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Binging.
Binge. Just hard binge.
Oh,
like, it was
God.
A hard binge. Ooh. I was going. Oh, man. It was good. I'm in now, though. Like, now I'm in. Now I got six more seasons to watch.
Oh, my God.
So between that and 90 Day Fiancé, like, I'm not watching fuck all else anymore.
Give me
all I got time for.
Very brief synopsis of Nashville.
There's new...
There's hey, you wanted to move to Nashville at one point in our lives.
Oh, Nashville's awesome. There's young country stars and people trying to make it. Because Nashville's like a big music city, right?
Oh, yeah,
like a massive... Like, probably one of the biggest in America.
Hmm.
One of... Probably the second
Wait,
or first
it,
biggest.
Is it a reality show?
No.
Oh,
it's like a scripted...
I was gonna say, I don't remember it being a reality show.
It's like a, I don't know, what kind of show was it? Like Drama? The OC, like okay. That kind of thing.
All right.
It should have been on the CW, but for some reason it's, I don't know what
it was. So like a 90210 with music.
That kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So there's like country artists trying to make it living in Nashville. There's famous people making it and having their life struggles. And then there's like the weird rich lady's dad getting involved in politics, like that storyline. Oh man, it's awesome.
Okay.
I fucking love it.
Available courtesy of
Jeff
Bezos.
I finished the whole first season. I'm into the second season.
Bezos or Bezos?
I think Bezos. Bezos? That's what I say. I don't know. Who cares?
Oh, we can't hear you, Candace Ray. We can't hear you.
Sorry.
There you go. Millions of dollars. Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a healthy, happy New Year. If you haven't done so, go in and see either one of their locations for massages to help you relax over this holiday season and start you off right in 2021. You can still get gift certificates at either location, 835 Henderson Highway or 266 St. Anne's Road. Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center. There's a link down in the pod script.
Yeah, let me pull them up for you. Oh, this will be edited out of the podcast. Do, 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 looking for the article that I should have prepared.
See, the key is to not.
I was in the Google Doc today.
Were you?
I saved something in there.
I wasn't even in it.
Hmm? I already deleted it.
I got it. Did you delete it?
What? I was getting, why? I got used to it. I put something in. I contributed to the document. It took 1 week for us to learn. That's not bad.
I used it a couple of times. Yeah, you deleted it?
No, just what she said.
Oh, I thought you like. I thought you deleted the Google.
Oh, yeah, because probably like it was, I had too many like,
Spelling
mistakes?
Oh, yeah, both. Hands down, both.
All of the above.
All of the above. You know, some people have like a beautiful.
Wife?
Oh, that's kind.
Oh.
Superpower. Everybody has superpowers, right?
Yeah.
And some people have just not. I don't know. What's not a superpower? A pothole?
Like the opposite of a superpower?
Yeah.
A problem.
An Achilles heel?
Yeah.
An Achilles heel. That's
okay,
good.
That is for sure, Ryan. Spelling and explanation and periods.
So grammar.
All of it.
Grammar.
I'm so glad
issue.
I get to do this.
Talk?
Yeah. Wow. I really made it.
That's why you don't text. You prefer to talk to people.
Uh-huh. I've got my whole company now setting voice chats because they're like, this is so much faster. And I'm like, yeah.
I hate those more than phone calls.
Oh, I know.
They're awful.
They're
good. Fucking awful.
They're
suck.
Faster.
My sister-in-law sends them semi-frequently.
Tell her we should be friends.
I'm not even joking. I never listen to them. Ever.
Oh, that's your loss. That is your loss.
So I have a bunch from her that I, unless she explained it to me in a text later on, I did not hear. I'm not fucking listening. If you send me voice notes, I'm not listening to this.
That's too bad.
While you're searching for your story
Candace
Ray. Okay, go ahead.
Go for it.
I was just going to say there's a couple of very funny church signs, you know, because of course what happened in Steinbach last week, by the way, there was a whole force of RCMP blocking churches in Steinbach over the weekend. But in the city, I did see that there were some funny ones that they put up on their moniker, including the Abundant Life Baptist Church, which said, "Wear a mask. It's not like we're asking you to wear a Rider jersey." Excellent point. I like that one.
Right there, Dave. Come right there. People.
Oh, you want me to read? Okay. All right.
Well, let's see. Let's pick.
I didn't want to do this. I wanted to come out and tell a few jokes. You created this monster.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being here with me for a little while.
You guys have been great. Thanks a lot for coming. I hope you enjoyed it.
All right, then.
All right.
This podcast is property of Safety Net Studio.